waiting for Lucy.
There she is.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Hold up the train.
Good afternoon. This is January 10, work session for Environmental Health Board of Supervisors budget work session. This is Latifah Faisal. With me is Supervisor Lisa Heddens and Supervisor Linda Merkin, Director of External Operations Sandra King, County Auditor Lucy Martin, Assistant Auditor Lisa Markley, and Director of Environmental Health Kimberly Granginetti. Wonderful. And then on the phone we have Stephanie Jones. Is there anything you want to highlight?
Well, I guess one thing on the revenues, there was a slight change, just so you know. When I did this originally to submit it, the Board of Health fees hadn't been approved yet. And so there was a slight increase. We increased one of our fees, and I'll change the numbers slightly for on the revenue. I think it's general basic septic and well permits, and it'll go up to $16,880. So it went from being a $100 fee to a $125 fee. So it just kind of alters that a little bit. That was the only change, though. That's
which number
is that? 3310.
Let's see. Yes, 3310.
And can you say the number again?
Yep. 16880.
Thank you.
And so on the revenues, they pretty much stayed close to what we've had in the past. The one thing I would highlight is the grants to county. That's item number 2624. That originally in the past, the state of Iowa tells every county how much they can get, and this year it went from $30,300 to $40,400. Nice. So that is the amount that we don't get it up front. It's the amount that we can turn in and claim and get reimbursed up to that amount for well pluggings and well testings and stuff like that. So that's kind of the increase that you're seeing there. And then on that same line, I'm at $3,310 for septic permits and stuff. There's a slight decrease there because we were doing a lot more soil evaluations, and now we're starting to see we're having a lot more soil testers and engineers do that, and we're doing a little bit more competitive pricing with that as well, so that we're in the same ballpark as what private industry is charging. So. Well, we're not sure what our numbers will be, but I anticipated a drop to try to make it a little closer to what we might see. But those were the main highlight, like big changes that I would see. We also, for the re-estimate for 2022, we included the tanning ordinance went in, so we were able to include those fees in there. So that's why you'll see like a slight change. And that amount.
And that's the other health fees, isn't it?
Yes, other health fees, yeah. Sorry. Yes. Item 5390. I don't know if there's any other questions you have on revenues or anything like that.
I have none.
I have none. I don't have any.
Okay. And then as far as expenditures and stuff go, I did try to kind of go through. I think the biggest changes that we'll see, which are from more of the HR related stuff that's that was provided to me, that we saw a slight decrease there. Some of the other numbers, you know, we did. I don't know if you want to go through line by line. They're all fairly similar to what they used to be, but I can go through and do some explaining if you need to, or however you want to do it.
You can probably start with the Board of Health line item if you want.
Sure, we can do that. So the Board of Health line item, there it is. That one is for 2023. Staying the same at the 50, but we did re-estimate for 2022. You'll see an increase because we had two members leave the board, so we bought plaques, and then we had to get some new name tags and stuff for them. So that's why there's kind of an increase, and we should see that drop back to normal. Not usually very many costs associated with that board. Let's see, the vehicle maintenance, we went ahead and we readjusted for 2022 due to the gas increases, is kind of what we estimated, and then for 2023, again, increased gas, but I also went through some of the maintenance items that we would do, like oil changes and stuff. They had them estimated a little lower than what we've been averaging, so we kind of increased those as well to get a little bit closer to what we're probably spending. And then we don't have any real, hopefully, no major maintenance scheduled for this year on the top or on the truck. So it's just more or less emergency and the maintenance for oil changes and things like that. So general basic, but that's the office supplies, item 260. Just a slight increase there. We had some shared expenses. We kind of have it broken down on the, you know, if it kind of breaks it down. We have shared expenses with planning and development for like paper and general supplies, envelopes, pens, those types of things. That was slightly increased based on some of the usage we're seeing, different things that we needed to change up and stuff like that. So there was a slight increase there. Some of our wipes and pool chemicals reagents, we're seeing some slight increases from what it was in the past. So we also have, you know, the boots and stuff that like Taylor's new, things like that. It includes myself for going out in the field, but we buy boots for staff to go out into the field. And we also have some, you know, outreach for postcards, those types of things, pamphlets, flyers, some things that we're going to be trying to do for some of our watershed activities, septic pumping. We also have some, hopefully some money that's coming up that is available for replacement of septic systems. So we're going to want to do some stuff that way for promotional. So this kind of encompasses some of that, as well as some trainings to installers. And then there's also like unexpected supplies that, you know, come up computer related, and we wanted to make sure we had a contingency plan for those. Let's see, legal notices, that one's gone up. We're anticipating probably some amendments to some current ordinances as we go through and review things with me being here now and kind of stuff like that. We also you never know what's going to come up as far as, you know, the animal feeding operations, so we always try to put some money aside for those, if, you know, in case those comes up, we're prepared. And we did see this year there was an amendment or kind of adjusted the, not an amendment, sorry, re-estimated our expenses for that because of the pool ordinance and the summary and stuff like that was going to be a little bit larger. So that's why you'll see an increase on that. Let's see. I'm on the right one for my notes. Let's see. Under like postage and mailing, again, we're going to see some more mailings going out, trying to get the unsewered communities notices on the money available for funding, pumping. We did some different things last year. I think we're going to try to do some direct mailings to some specific areas. So we'll see our postage. We also used to get free shipping for a lot of our lab and stuff, and that has discontinued, so now we're seeing some increased postage for our water bottles and things like that. Let's see. Make sure. And then I don't think there was... Let's see. Yeah, we didn't. I didn't do any changes for this year. It looked pretty good, like we were on track. So let's see. The mileage and expenses, item 413, that's still saying relatively low. We don't usually use too many, you know, in the past there hasn't been much. You'll see for 2022 that there is an increase there, and that included the relocation. That's kind of the area that we stuck that in so that we would know where it was. So, but then it would drop back down to what we've normally spent in the past. I think they've normally budgeted 200 and we've come in under that every time. So Communication services, item 414. Let's see, we're anticipating there's a slight increase based on what IT gave us for to expect for the phones and the internet and things like that. And then our cell phone plan that we pay for me for the department, that I did reevaluate or change that plan. We're going to see a slight decrease, so that's why there's a slight decrease in that line item. And I think that was, we reestimated that as well in 2022 to kind of show those, that decrease a little bit. Let's see, 422, education and training. Basically, you're seeing an increase there. We're required to have our CEUs for our staff. They have to have so many hours. We also have, Taylor has more training that she needs to do. I have some trainings that I'm going to have to get done with some different programs. And then I'm trying to think, there's just some changes that are coming that we're anticipating and additional trainings that like DMAC is putting out. So hopefully, you know, we'll be able to get those and get our trainings that way. So that's why there is an increase in that line item for those things. And we did for 2022, there's a slight adjustment is there as well. And no changes in well permits. That's pretty much, we just kind of, you know, estimate based on the past how many permits we get, and that's kind of how we figure out what the expense related to that is DNR has a fee for every well permit that we issue. We include that in our permits, and then we pass that along, and we pay that to them. So generally speaking, you know, I think we've been in anywhere from like the $300 to the $600 range that we usually have to pay a year. So that's why we average around the $500 mark.
Maybe that doesn't happen until spring usually. That's why you haven't spent anything yet, or is that a fair statement?
I don't know if they do it semi. Stephanie, I don't know if you can handle. Do you guys do that twice a year?
Typically just twice a year. Okay. It doesn't have to be a certain month or anything.
All right.
We kind of go by when we know we've issued a few permits.
So, I know like my old place, I know we did it once a year. So some places do it quarterly. So it's kind of whatever works. Let's see. As far as the, okay, so item 442, the well rehab fund, that is the money that we get from grants to counties. And the way Margaret had it set up is, get on the right page for my notes. Let's see. Basically, she kind of assumed like 75% of that, like of the money that we get goes towards plugins and direct costs. So we get certain money allocated for promotion, training, supplies, plugging wells. So that 75% is what we did. So we took 75% of that $40,400, and that's how that number came into being. So
for this line item and the well permits line item, even though, I mean, it's showing it as an expense, but it's also on the revenue side, right? So it's
basically a wash. Yeah, they try to balance each other out for the most part. We might have some testing. Well, I guess that'll be under lab fees, but yeah, for the most part, those two usually balance each other out. We do have like some of the, you know, administrative costs, that 25% that we have kind of worked throughout the other budget, like mailings and postage and stuff. So. And then let's see, for the equipment rental or the equipment rental and maintenance stuff. I'm trying to find words out of here, sorry. So again, a slight increase in some of the supplies and the different things we need, but we also have the printer is under this one, so that printer contract falls under this that we're gonna see, and then also we have a new piece of equipment for helping us. It's a GNS receiver. It's to help us do GPS location on wells. We have one now for septics. It does more mapping, and the one that we are getting is basically it's smaller, easier to use, and it's It'll be used a lot more for the well program and going out and pinpointing wells and abandoned wells, things like that. And that does have a contract with it for when you're out in the field using it. It's kind of, they have different plans set up. So what I did, we're not sure exactly which plan we're going to use will be the best bet. We can change it as we go based on how we use it, so we're not paying for something we don't need, things like that. But they have some different packages involved, and so what I did is I kind of based it on the more expensive one that we, you know, that we may have to use, but hopefully we can drop down to one of the lower packages if our usage isn't that high. Mm-hmm. But I just budgeted it with the higher one just so that we knew we would know that part and could always drop down. So, and then you did see, I did readjust it for this year to see a slight increase because we did buy the GNS receiver, and we also had to buy another pool kit because we'll end up having more of us going out to do the pool inspections, and it won't have to be where we only have one pool kit to share, and now two, both Taylor and Matt will be able to go out, and we'll be able to get the pool inspections done faster this spring. So, let's see. General or under dues and memberships, item 480. There's just some anticipated increases. A lot of the associations have increased their dues slightly, so there's a slight increase there. And there was some of our dues are due at different points in time, mm-hmm. so that's kind of how it hit this year, is to kind of go through and get that. And I think I added the Iowa Groundwater Association too. We added that, and that'll help us with some of our watershed information and stuff like that, so we can have more information on that. So, and then lab services, just so you know, that's just based on whatever the lab, you know, whatever we're getting tested, the lab has fees for. We kind of just anticipated based on what's been done in the past. I did increase it because we're trying to promote the Grants to County program a little bit more, which hopefully will increase the number of samples that we do and the different things like that. So there is a slight increase from previous years in anticipation that hopefully we'll see more people utilizing our grant in the future. And let's see, any other questions on expenses or anything like that I can try to answer?
I have a question back on the revenue portion. Yeah. Just on that, your grant to counties were increased to 40,000, and you put it's projected to be the same for fiscal year 2023 or for fiscal year 23.
Mm-hmm.
Has that been confirmed that that's where that will be at, or do you have an idea when you'll?
No, they can. So they did the 20. We have like for 2022, it's the 40,400,
right.
And they have not said anything yet. It's usually in the spring, but they anticipated that it's going to be the
gotcha.
Same.
Gotcha. Okay.
So yeah, they're hoping basically they added some different things that we can expense out. So shock chlorination when people have bacteria in their wells can now be included and be reimbursed. And there's also some well assessments that used to be just for flooding. I think that can be done at different times too now.
Gotcha.
And so they've included those. So now they've increased it so we could do more.
Gotcha. Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing more?
I don't have anything. I don't have a question, but I just wanted to say I appreciate that you broke out the maintenance history for the vehicle. That was just kind of nice to see that what's been done and where things are at with that. So I appreciated that. It was nice.
Yeah, Margaret and Stephanie actually had some of the information. I'm like, oh, that helped me as well. So I'm like, I'm going to keep that in there so we all know it.
It does look like some of your operating expenses are because you're doing more outreach.
Yeah, some of those that we're going to try to do. I'm hoping that we'll see those expenses go up a little bit because we're going to do more outreach. So both with like the installers and the professional people, we want to do trainings, but also just promoting, like I said, a lot of the different programs that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, like I said, there's free money out there, and we'd like to let people know about it.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. And I think, any help we can give people to make sure that their septic systems are operating well and they're not getting in trouble and you know, the county's not getting in trouble because of it, we'll be good. So I appreciate that.
No questions. So thank you.
All right. Well, thank you.
Good. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome. Thank you.